congratulations, you got that promotion and you're feeling really good. But all of a sudden in the back of your head, there's a little bit of fear, a little bit of doubt, because you realize no one ever taught you how to coach someone, how to get results out of someone. And now you're freaking out a little bit. But don't worry, you came to the right place. I have a solution. I'm going to teach you a training process that I've used that never fails to generate the results you're looking for. So let's get started. Welcome to another episode of You're in Charge Now What, the podcast that empowers new managers and experienced managers with practical strategies and real-world solutions to help build their confidence and also their skills so they can become the leaders that they want to be. Each week, we dive into the challenges that managers face, and we're going to give you some practical, tactical things that you can do right away after you watch this episode. So let's get started and dive in, and let's show you how to get results. Funny story, I did a presentation at a conference one year, and they were looking for different topics because they had had a lot of speakers who were talking about very similar things, a lot about technology or sales or process. And they asked me, is there something you could talk about that's a little different? And I said, yeah. I said, one of the biggest missing pieces is no one really trains those leaders of teams how to train. And they looked a little confused. They said, no, they'll show you how to use a piece of technology. They'll talk about a sales process and they'll tell you the steps of a process, but no one ever took the time to teach you how to train someone. I said, that's what I can show you. I've created a process that I've used from building high-performing teams, from teaching my son how to throw a baseball, teaching his 9-year-old Little League team all how to pitch and throw strikes at 9 years old, to teaching my sons how to cook, all following the same process, because there has to be a consistent way to teach and coach. It doesn't matter what you're teaching them. And when I delivered this presentation, someone came up to me and it was a really good compliment. I mean, I had a lot of people around and they thanked me. And but this person said, you're the first person that told me there's a training process behind the process I'm teaching them. And I said, that's what I was hoping you would get. And that's what I'm going to teach you today. And so I use the word results as an acronym for this, so you can remember results, and we'll put it all in the show notes for you again. But I want to take a step back before we dive into that, because when you understand this approach, it's going to seem very familiar because it's the way you were taught for your whole life. From the time we were infants up through preschool, elementary school, and high school, we were all taught a certain way. We were told what the topic was. We could repeat back, but someone had to show us what to do. Someone had to show us how to walk. Someone showed us how to hold a pencil. Someone showed us how to ride a bike. Someone showed us how to throw a baseball. Showed us how to do math. Showed us what a word meant, how to sound things out. And then people would watch us, our teachers, our coaches would watch us and give us feedback and encourage us until we did it correctly. And then they'd still watch us to make sure we're progressing. But for some reason, when we all got to be 18 or adults or definitely post-college, we stopped teaching people that way. In businesses now, when people think about teaching or coaching, it's telling. Coaching is not telling people what to do. We talked about it in the episode about clear expectations, where if I tell you I need you to increase your sales, I, as receiving that messaging, I don't know what that means. It's not specific enough. Is it increasing it by one? Is it increasing it by 10? I don't may not know what I need to do to increase sales. Someone saying, hey, I need that report Friday. When on Friday? I could think that's 3 o'clock because if it's in my schedule, you're expecting at 9:30. And so there's this weird disconnect. So the reason why it's important to understand that is you have to get back to coaching your team the way we all learned, which has some involvement of showing, watching, investing time into them and encouraging them, or else you're going to be frustrated going back multiple times over and over again and hearing them say, oh, is that what you wanted me to do? Or you saying, how many times do I have to tell you this? So here's your first little tidbit. If you ever hear yourself say, how many times do I have to tell you? You did it wrong. You did it wrong because you didn't take the time to coach them. So let's just jump right in and start talking about. So results. So if you think of the word results and you start breaking down each letter, it's a step in this process. So the R is for review. So whatever we're going to focus on, I need to review what's going to change or what's going to happen. So let's use an example. We use sales a lot because that does affect a lot of people, or a lot of teams are being led by someone who's, you know, coaching a team of salespeople. Let's say we're going to change our script, where when we call someone or we're going to greet someone, we're changing how we're going to talk to them. Great, not a problem. So first, once you've created your script, you sit with your team or an individual. The first thing you have to review is what the change is. So it's always in the review process of what, why, and how. What is changing? Okay, folks, we are going to be changing our introduction, how we greet people, or when we leave messages, or when somebody, we call someone up, whatever that facet is, we're changing that. And here is the new script. Now, why is it important? Well, I think that we've been missing opportunities. We want to use our name in the script more. We want to start asking more questions in our greeting, whatever your why is. But it's a why because we think it, our old way of doing it hindered us. Why we're doing this because we think it's better for the company. We think it's better for you. If we don't have people understanding why we're changing something, they're going to think, well, here's the manager just forcing me to do something. And the why also does have to make sure it benefits them. They have to understand that by doing this, changing this, it's going to help them. The third part of the review is how. How are we doing this? Well, how is, here's the actual script, but then we also have to talk about how. How are we going to train? We're going to meet tomorrow, and we're going to review this. Now, remember what we talked about, setting clear expectations. We're going to review this tomorrow. Okay, does that mean that I come in tomorrow and we're going to start the review? But if you, as the manager, are expecting me to have read this, memorized this, practiced this, you need to tell them. Tomorrow we're going to have our training and our meeting at 9 o'clock. We're going to take a half an hour out of our meeting and we're going to do this. So please make sure all of you have read this, memorize it, maybe role play with each other. And then tomorrow when we come in, we are going to review again the script, what changed from our previous version. Then we're going to start role playing and practicing. So all of you are going to get up there. So please be prepared. That's very clear. Now I know how we're going to train. So remember, all of these lessons that we're talking about, all these episodes interlock with each other. So when we talk about clear expectations, here's a perfect example for doing that. So first we want to review. That's the review part of it. Now, the next is engage. That's the E. So engaging them is I want them to talk about this. Do you understand what we're changing? Do we understand why we're changing this? Do you have any questions about this? Have any concerns about this? Let's talk about them now. Now you're saying, Glenn, why would I want to do that? Well, if I just tell somebody what to do, even if I was clear as I was in my example, someone may be sitting there going, this is nonsense. I don't think this is going to work. Or they come in tomorrow and they forget. Oh, were we doing something? I forget. Why are we changing this again? Get them repeating back to you. Get a few people. talking about this. It shows the importance of this versus just tomorrow we're going to change our script. Here it is. Make sure you memorize it. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. There's no real, that doesn't seem that this is an important thing, because you're not making it important as a manager, because you're not taking the time to engage them in this conversation. Do you understand what we're doing? Do you know what you need to do? What are you doing? Do you see? So engaging them in this conversation brings them along in the process. Number three is S. This is one of the most important pieces of this results process. S is for show. So in the case of the script, if I want them to sound a certain way, I need to do it. I'll pull somebody up and I'll say, okay, you're going to be the customer. I'm going to be using the script. Here's how I want it to sound. And I show them how to do that. And I make sure that they hear that. And then I'll repeat it again. And I'll repeat it again. I'll show them. And so again, this can be anything. I can show them how to throw a baseball. Here's how you hold the baseball. Do you see how my hands are? And I throw it. Do you see me doing it again? I constantly show them how to do that. And the reason why I want you to show them goes right back to that idea of the expectations of pictures in my mind. If I tell you what to do, you're going to paint a picture. I have a picture in my head. We may miss out. If I show you, everybody sees it. There's no misunderstanding. Here's how I want you to do it. Watch me. Okay? A lot of people want to skip that step. Don't skip it. I know some of you right now are going, Glenn, they're adults. They get it. They've been doing this for a long time. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be frustrated somewhere down the road because they're not going to be able to do it because there's confusion. Show them. No one's going to get offended. Actually, most people are going to be, thank you for doing that. Saves me time trying to figure out what you want as a boss and hoping I don't get yelled at because you didn't take the time to show me. So I have to guess, take the guesswork out. The next one is you in results. That's unify actions. What that means is I want you to, again, going back to communicate. Did you see what happens? Did you see how that, did you hear the difference? Let me do it the way we did it before. Now let me do it for the new one. Do you hear the difference? Yes. What do you hear differently? What's different in what we're doing? Why am I doing that? I'm getting them to think through this. I want it to start registering and sinking in. The more they talk about it, the more they start understanding. They'll remember the difference if they talk about it. If they just nod their head and go, okay, I got it. Odds are, they've missed something because they might be distracted. They might not think it's important. The more you talk about it, the more it starts to sink in. So unify the actions, clarify. If somebody makes a mistake, that's where the perfect time is. No, let me show you again. Ding, 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 ding. Tell me what you saw. Yeah, I got it. Great. Now, the next one is in unifying the action. Part of it is for them to do it. So now part of that unifying, the second part of it is getting them to do it. So I showed them, now they do it. This is where it's very important for them to be doing it. Why I can see, I want them to practice and fail in training, not with customers. They're going to do it. I'm going to coach them. I'm going to unify what they're doing to what I was doing, and you're going to bring it together. Okay. That again, sometimes people skip that. Because they go, oh, they got it. And the team goes, yeah, I got it. And then they go out and they don't have it. And then there's, again, frustration. Going back to the episode about time, that's a waste of your time. Invest the time up front. I'm going to show you why that investment is going to pay out later on. Now, the next part, the L in results, is listening. Just like we started that conversation initially before I had them do it, where they're seeing what I'm doing and they're identifying the difference. I want to lock it in now. Okay, now that you did this, do you see the difference? Do you feel the difference? What's different? The reason why it's important after they do it to get them to, again, explain to you why and what the change is and why it's important is because I have run across people who are very good at mimicking what they saw me doing and walk right out of that room and completely forget. Because I can mimic it in the short term. But if I force them to talk through it, okay, then let's walk through. What are the three different changes that we had now? ABC. Someone might go ABD. Wait. We used to do D. Now we need C. Got it. But I'm solving all of this in the room with. Now, I know somebody's sitting there right now because I could just sense it. Someone's going, Glenn, this takes too long. How much time do you waste repeating yourself? Fix it on the front end. So after you listen, now the time frame. When is this implemented? We're going to start this tomorrow. We're going to start this on Friday. We're going to start this right now. Whatever the time frame is, we want to make sure they understand when you want it implemented. If not, hey, everybody, start using this. Remember, that's vague. I want everyone to start using this tomorrow. As of tomorrow, we start. Now, you know that once you put your timeline in, there's going to be people who forget, don't do it, go back into bad habits. That's why the last S in results is to spot check. That's your follow-up process. So you're going to tell people during the time frame, this starts tomorrow and I'm going to be inspecting. I'm going to be coming around. So they know you're coming. You're sort of teeing up the spot checking. And that's your follow-up. And now you have to go do it. So if it's a new initiative, you probably need to be out there listening, watching a lot that first week. And then you can start backing off. The key is you never stop checking. If it's part of the process, it always has to be inspected. Remember, you as a leader, as a coach, part of your duties and responsibilities is to inspect performance and hold them accountable to the process. Now you have a new piece to it. Everybody's doing really well on it, so now I just check 3 times a week, 2 times a week, 1 time a week. The key is you never stop. It's always a line item on your checklist. The minute you stop checking is the minute they don't think it's important and they're going to drift off of it. Now, why this is really important that you understand this results is you can use it on anything, any process, anything you want someone to do, follow this results training process and you will get the results that you want. Now, the key is going to be what happens if I go inspect and they have skipped a step or they're going back to bad habits or they're going back to the old way of doing things. The beauty of this process is that idea of, well, I didn't know that's what you wanted, no longer happens. There is no more frustration. Why? Remember when we talked about unifying actions in the terms of results, the U, unifying action, meaning they were doing it? They don't leave till they're doing it right. So now all of a sudden, you can go up to them and say, well, Glenn, I was just listening to your interactions. I was listening to your calls. And it seems like you've drifted away from the new opening script we're using. So let me ask you a question, and here's the key for you. What do you remember from training when we reviewed that new script? What's the process? Because you were doing it before, it seems like you drifted off. What do you remember? They're only going to remember one of three things. They're not going to remember. That's number one. They're going to go, oh, you know what? Sorry, boss, I forgot. Could you remind me what it was again? Don't get frustrated. Retrain them. People drift off. It goes back to habits. Changing a habit's not easy. It's not a one-time thing. I have it. We all have done that. We've all gone back to bad habits. So the point is that I can retrain them, get them back on track. Maybe they forget, get half of it, forget a piece. Again, retrain them. The real key to answering that is, what do you remember? If they tell you exactly what they're supposed to be doing, now you get confused. Wait a minute. You're telling me that you know exactly what you were supposed to do. You've done it before. It seems like you're choosing to not do this. What's going on? Then I can have that conversation with them about that topic. Maybe they say, well, I like the old way better, the old way you work for me, and this is not working for me. Then you can have a discussion to say, well, here, we need everybody aligned on this. Let's do this. Do it fully for me for the next 2 weeks, and let's look at your results. If for some reason it's not working for you, maybe we can find a solution. But in order for me to have that conversation with you, I need you to commit for the next 2 weeks to do it with the new script. Could you do it for me? Most of the time, they're going to go, okay, because they think that their way is going to end up being better. Now, as I've said, sometimes you might find a piece of what they used to do works better. You might think that this script works, but it doesn't. But the key is we got to get everybody doing that new process fully 100%. So then we can make a decision. Then the data that we're getting back can be useful to us to say, you know what? I thought this was going to work. It's not working as well as the old one was. Let's go back and test it. See, you're open to that, but I got to get everybody on pace. But by doing this results process correctly, when I have those conversations, it's easier for me to get people back on track because they were doing it before and they know they were doing it before, where I don't waste time trying to, oh, is that what you thought? Oh, I didn't understand it. Tell me again what you want. And then all you do is tell them again. And then a week later, 2 weeks later, you're still frustrated because you never took the time to really invest in them correctly with a training process like results in order to get everybody on track to know what they're doing. But that investment of time in the beginning saves you so much time in the long term. So again, follow results. All of these will be listed into the show notes as well. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. My website is in the show notes as well. And let's have a conversation about how this process could really work for you. So I hope you found value. If you did, you know the drill. Please share it out with your network. I'm sure there's a lot of other people who could benefit from the results training process in order to help them become a better coach. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification button. New episodes come out every single week, and I appreciate you being here with us, watching on YouTube or listening. And again, you can listen to us on any of the platforms. We're streamed out on them all. I want to thank the team at Black Swallowtail Studios and PCG Digital for helping put this together. Your work does not go unnoticed. I want to thank you all for spending some time with me. I know you can listen to a lot of different podcasts, but the fact that you spent time with me means the world. If you're looking for more information on my online training or one-on-one coaching or bringing me into your business or your dealership to help train your managers, you can go to glennpash.com and we can set up a time to have a conversation. So, as I say at the end of every episode, you're in charge, but now you have a few more tools to help you become the manager that you're looking to become. Thank you again, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.